This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profiles. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. I hope everybody had a great week, and I thank everybody for taking some time out of their weekend to tune in, whether it's on the radio, whether it's on our podcast, Corlin Economics Report, or on our website, kereport.com. I do appreciate all the feedback that I get from all of our listeners, whether it's through comments or emails. And one thing I do have to say is that if you haven't been checking back throughout this week on our website, I did a lot of company introductions and company updates, which are worth your time. I always do, again, appreciate hearing what everybody thinks and all of your questions on the companies that I bring on this show. I always try to vet them as best I can, and then I use all of you as well as a barometer to see what the interest is in these companies. To kick off this weekend show, I am chatting with a regular guest of the program, Chris Temple. He is the editor and founder of The National Investor, a great newsletter where Chris dives into, again, individual companies and tries to separate what he thinks are the true fundamentally strong companies. And that's something I want to talk about, Chris, is how I believe investors should be stock specific, not so much using this passive investing that has caught on to everybody, but going out there and finding the stocks that make sense to them and have the best growth potential, because even now as we're seeing stock markets and the broad averages up near all-time highs, the breadth, the actual stocks that are making up these averages, they're actually not performing that well. Only a select few are. You want to handle this comment first, please?
Well, yeah, and Corey, what you just described underscores the fact that even though I've always been a big believer in stock picking, I've got a pretty good track record at it, certainly not perfect. And in the recent past, caught a couple or three falling knives before they were ready to hit the bottom and stop drawing blood. So it's not always perfect. But the problem that we have right now is that we're in this lurch where there's a lot of uncertainty in the markets. And so what that has led to, among other things, is that active money managers, number one, and especially number two, individual investors, mom and pop investors, are not a major factor in the marketplace. And that's been the case for a while, but I think that's been accentuated recently. Because if you're worried about fundamentals, maybe worried is not the best term, if you care about fundamentals, you care about analysis, you care about doing your homework, there's a lot of reasons right now to sit on your hands until we see what's going to come, if anything, of the Trump agenda and everything that's been going on with that. So it's kind of left a vacuum. And therefore, all the liquidity in a market is being run by the passive investors, the people that just close their eyes and they buy the triple Qs, they buy the FANGs, they buy the S&P 500. And so you're really not being rewarded as much right now as you should be by fundamentals, by being a stock picker. That said, there's still lots of great bargains out there. There's lots of great companies selling very cheaply. In the end, you're going to be rewarded. It might take longer in some cases now until this environment that I just described changes. But I've got numerous companies on my list that have done well. There's others that haven't done well, but I still have faith in longer term. You know, you look at some of the dynamics in the economy that are changing, the disruptors that are changing, and what that means. It means that even though the stock looks like dog's breakfast for the last couple of years and has not kept up with the economy, has not kept up with this individual company's fundamentals, I have just been table pounding bullish on a company like Groupon, which my members have long since had a chance to buy, so I'm not giving anything away here. But this is a stock that's been around $4 and should be 10 when you look at its growth and earnings, everything that it's doing. You know, but it's a kind of a company right now until individual investors and active investors feel a little bit safer about the big picture of things. It doesn't get the attention that it should. And there's lots of other examples. You know, at the end of this week, I mentioned oil service stocks. Energy stocks by far and away have been the worst performers on Wall Street this year. And incredibly, oil service stocks as a group today with oil at $48 a barrel are lower than they were at the worst for the oil price last year when it was $26 a barrel. So there are just bargains that are beyond screaming bargains long term. But here again, you've got all of these falling knives and nobody right now stepping up to want to buy them.
So, Chris, you mentioned, well, a stock that one could consider kind of more of a mainstream stock, such as Groupon. But then you also looked at the oil services and compared what the general stocks are doing to the underlying oil price. How do you balance out whether you're looking at a stock because you think the sector that it's in is going to do better and that fundamentally should help the stronger stocks? And how do you find some stocks maybe in sectors that aren't doing anything or potentially even pulling back, but the stocks are outperforming to the upside? How do you balance that?
You know, part of fundamental analysis is to make the distinction, Corey, between a company and its own fundamentals and its share price, because very often, and I see lots of this right now, you've got broken stock prices, but not broken companies underneath. I'll give you another example. Omega Healthcare Investor is one of the best and most solid long-term plays I know of to play the aging of America. And this is a stock that has been stuck in the low 30s for a while, even though they just for the 20th straight quarter raised their dividend. Their growth path has been very, very strong as far as their funds from operations. In fact, if you compare a company like it to a lot of the larger healthcare REITs that deal with healthcare properties, long-term care living centers, hospitals, office buildings, all that whole space, their valuation is tiny. It's dirt cheap compared to some of the bigger names. So here recently, because of renewed fears about what might happen as far as Medicare reimbursement and stuff like that, you've had an outsized impact in keeping the share price of Omega down, even though the company has done extraordinarily well, and it pointed out itself how much of its revenues would be subject to any cut in Medicare, and it's negligible. So, again, for people willing to roll up their sleeves and look out there at some of these stories, you've got some great, compelling, long-term bargains here. The drawback is that for the time being, there's not very many people stepping up to buy them except you and me until we see the summertime get over, people get back to work, and some reasons develop, and I still believe they will, that are, whether a lot of investors like to or not, especially the professionals, they're going to be forced to become more active because it's going to start to hurt them more to be passive investors.
All right, Chris, let's quickly get your comment on precious metals stocks. We've seen the metals, of course, be very much range-bound. Base metals have been breaking out. The stocks have some still done pretty well this year. Others have really not done much. But I know our audience always wants to know, how are you feeling about precious metals stocks? And currently, are you recommending some? Are you watching some closely? What's your thoughts?
Well, even though I've been ambivalent in the recent past on gold, and I've been skeptical as to whether gold is going to break through $1,300, it's certainly not going to do it fundamentally. If it does it's going to be because of some fears that we're going to have a breakdown in Washington over the debt ceiling or something like that, Corey. But much as I described a few minutes ago with oil service stocks, look at the price of gold today and the share price performance of the broad universe, especially of the juniors. And there has been no leverage at all when you look at these stocks as a group over the last year.
All right. Well, again, I appreciate you taking time on pretty much a daily basis to share your thoughts on what we're seeing in the markets.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing on with the weekend edition of the KE Report. In this segment, we are getting a company update from Orin Resources. Orin is traded on the TSX under the symbol AUG. And for everyone in the U.S., again, on the symbol AUG. I have the executive chairman, Ivan Bebek, on the line with me. And Ivan, we are following up on news that was released earlier this week from Orin, the headline number saying Orin drills just over 9 meters of about 3.5 grams per ton gold at Committee Bay. These are the initial results from this big drill program that you have planned. A total of 21 holes are being released, which encompasses 15% of the total 148 holes that are currently drilled at Committee Bay. The stock, yes, it has pulled back a little bit. Can you please address what these results mean to you and your team from a high level, please?
Yes, it's a pleasure to be here. You know, we put out our first press release on Committee Bay. You know, the drill release that we put out, we think, was somewhat misunderstood by the market, and there's a bit of a misconception. I think that the audience needs to take the perspective we have, which is the macro perspective. And, you know, first I'll talk about the hit at West Plains and what it means, and then I'll talk a little bit about what's going on in the rest of the belt. The 9 meters of 3.5 grams roughly, and there's also 1.5 meters that ended in 7.5 gram rock. We lost the hole, unfortunately, which bothers us the most about this press release that we didn't keep going, but you really have no way of knowing that you're hitting 7.5 gram rock at the time. In West Plains, there's previous hits of, you know, 10 meters of 12 grams, you know, 7 meters of 7, and so on. There's a lot of multi-high-grade, really good hits ahead of this drill program. So what we've really done is we've demonstrated that this continues down plunge, and we found the direction of which way the deposit would potentially plunge. Is it a mine yet? No. Does it need more drilling to figure it out? Absolutely. The one big positive take-back is where we hit the 9 meters of 3.5 grams was in an area that has a lot of banded iron, sulfidized rock, banded iron formation that would be very likelihood the best host candidate to carry grade. Now, there's high grade very close by to it. We didn't hit a huge wide high grade intercept, but we hit a very wide type of rock type that should carry the gold in a bigger sense. So I think that's important. You know, we didn't cross a little vein. We crossed a big rock body that shows a lot more gold. So it is something that we're very encouraged by, and we'd like to come back to next year with an RC rig and drill 6 or 10 holes. This will definitely make the list for us, something that could be much more significant. If you looked at the rest of our press release, we talked a little bit about what's coming, and we're trying to give the market a little bit of a chance to have an insight of what we think of the rest of our drilling. Keep in mind, we've only announced 21 out of 148 holes. At the same time, only 3 out of 18 targets that we've drilled so far. When looking at the rest, we did highlight some information about a target called King Gold and King Mountain. These targets are towards the north end of the belt, and they were just drilled this week. What's important about them is we drilled underneath some outcrop, and if you look at our table and our press release, the outcrop hosted anywhere from, you know, 7 grams up to 40 gram rock. You know, several 10, 35, 15 gram rock samples are taken in this area. When drilling underneath that, again, we don't know the assays yet. We just drilled it last week, but we crossed structures which we believe to come right to surface into that high-grade gold, and we saw widths of anywhere from 20 to 40 meters with intercepts that would have, again, the right rock type, which is the highly sulfidized banded iron formation type of rock, to be more simple about it, that would host that type of grade in gold. So, yes, it's probably one of the best teasers and one of the best foresights we could give to our shareholders. We're super encouraged about it, but there are other targets that we are very, very excited about, and that was the other point of the press release. Like Inuk looks spectacular. You know, we're drilling away but nearby the previous drill hole of 16 meters of 12 grams. We've gone 400 meters away from that, and we crossed the structure several times, so we're very encouraged by there being another potential target that would be worthy of going back. Any target that make the list for us to go back to next year are ones that we think could develop into things such as Three Bluffs or what we saw Agnico discover in Amaruq, or even the style of deposit that we see at Sabina. You know, these are the tops of the systems. We're getting a light first pass with this program. The 18 targets we're drilling, we're trying to find the top footprint, you know, of the start of something. And once we get that, those results, and we go back next year, that's where we would drill them, you know, down to 300 meters depth and see how they behave and if these are really bona fide discoveries. And if they are, it's exciting because of the caliber of things that get found up in this part of the world, which are 5+ million ounce discoveries. And so that's what we're really going for. So as a market reaction, you know, we were, you know, unpleasantly shocked to see our share price go down. However, there is something that's going on in the background that I don't think too many investors are aware of, and they may have been misinterpreted the market reaction to be negative for this reason. There's 1.3 million warrants that are being exercised and expire on September 14th. These are priced at $1.70. I'm aware of a good portion of them being exercised by people writing checks, but I also am aware of some that are coming into the market. And I think these warrant holders, being so close to the exercise date of September 14th, are banking on, or were banking on, a late August rally on a discovery news release, and not seeing the big discovery hole that we all want yet, I think they reacted in a bit more of an ambitious effort to exercise their warrants, which has softened the current share price.
So, Ivan, we will talk about the news that is to come, but I do want to quickly touch on a couple comments that you have made. Let's first start off with that hole that was lost at West Plains. You mentioned just over a meter and a half grading, over 7 grams per ton. Because this hole was lost, what sort of follow-up work does that then warrant for you to come back in with maybe a future drill program?
So it would be an RC drill rig would be likely what we go back with, and we would test it down to 300 meters in that area. I'm not saying that this meter and a half to 7.5 gram would go that far, but we want to follow this chute down. It's clearly, to us, a high-grade ore chute that's coming up. And the only thing that we don't have enough information on is how robust is it going to be in terms of grade? Will it hold together for a deposit? And the only way to do that is to drill underneath that and continue that hole to see where the mineralization would have stopped, right? That hole is about 50 meters or 60 meters away from 10 meters of 11 grams per ton. So what does the rest of that hole look like? We have to go back and drill it.
All right. Well, Ivan, I appreciate the update for our audience. And one other thing to leave everybody with is that I will be chatting with Ivan on a very regular basis because, again, remember, we do have those home stake results coming out in early September, probably the next 2 weeks. I will be sure to follow up with Ivan then. That is, again, just a whole nother property that has some large-scale potential. We'll start to see what the drill results have to yield. Ivan, great chatting with you. Thanks for taking some time today.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition. And again, just a quick comment. This last week, I had a bunch of companies that I brought on the show that were company updates. So please come to our website and check out those company updates and either comment or email me directly with your thoughts on what you think of the companies, the management, their current plans and goals for how to develop and expand on their projects. I always love hearing from our listeners. That being said, in this segment, I am chatting with Byron King. He is the co-editor of the Jim Rickards Gold Speculator with Byron King. And Byron, I want to talk with you about these number of drill programs that are currently underway, and I believe we're going to be seeing a dearth of news and drill results over the next at least 2 to 3 months, could probably even extend the whole way through the rest of the year. I know a lot of these assay labs are backed up. But what I want to ask you is, when you do a quick assessment looking at these drill results that we will be seeing, what are some of the metrics and tricks that you use as a quick one over to either spark your interest or help you to isolate the good drill results from maybe the not so good?
Well, it's good to be with you. And yes, I am awaiting drill results from a lot of companies. Things really are backed up, bottlenecked, choked up just because of there's so much drilling that's gone on in the last you know, say 6 months or so, you know, this spring and summer season, and a lot of the labs are just swamped. So the numbers are coming out. Now, that being said, my really quick, the first thing I do is when somebody comes out and they say, we intersected so many meters with X number of grams per ton, something, you know, pick a number, so many meters, so many grams, whatever. I just do a quick multiplication. You know, if somebody says 10 meters, 10 grams, okay, 10 times 10, that's 100. If I see that number 100, ooh, I'm very impressed. I'm very intrigued. You know, if I see somebody did, five meters at, you know, pick a number, 20 grams. Again, that 5 times 20, that's 100. Okay, we're good. We're in very good shape here. I like that. If the number is under 100, you know, it's not that I'm going to just move on to something else, but now, you know, there'd better be something else that, you know, that impresses me about the deposit or about this particular play. I mean, there are companies out there that want to press release every drill hole, everything, and there's, you know, we intercepted, you know, half a meter at 8 grams, so what? That's, you know, 0.5 times 8, that's 4. You know, that doesn't do much for me. We're not going to, where are we going to go with that? Come on, get real, you know. So in terms of how do companies release their results, I mean, you know, you want to release enough that you can, you know, put something on the table to give people an idea that there's something there. If the multiplied numbers are, you know, 100 and more, you know, now we're talking really, really, really outstanding, you know, potential to build, you know, for an ore deposit and to be able to build a mine. If it's under that, well, you know, there'd better be something else that we can work with. There'd better be some interesting geology or some really cheap logistics or, you know, incredible mineability and, you know, high recoveries and something about the ore and the potential mine that'll make it, you know, economic to do anything with. Because ultimately, you know, in terms of, you know, why do most people buy most shares of most companies? You know, it's not because they're geologists and not because they're miners and mining engineers, it's because they're investors, if not speculators, and they want their money back, you know? So that's kind of my little trade secret for you.
Well, thanks for sharing that, Byron. And you do need to understand that every deposit is different, but I think you can use some of these metrics to help isolate some of what could be the more economical deposits right off the bat. Byron, do you also pay attention to the depth of which these results are coming from? Sometimes the deeper can mean more expensive recoveries.
Oh, sure. That's part of it. If somebody, you know, I use that magic number of 100. Well, you know, if you give me that magic number of 100 and it's near the surface, I'm even more intrigued because not only do you have really, really great, you know, width and grade, now you've got less strip ratio if you're going to open pit it, or you've got more mineability in terms of digging a hole. You know, the deeper, the more expensive. I mean, that hundred magic number of, you know, multiply the width times the grade. I mean, you know, that's one instant metric. It's kind of like in professional football when they're going to draft somebody and they say, this guy can run the 40-yard dash in, you know, so many seconds or something. Okay, that's great. I mean, you know, faster is good. That's nice and everything. But, you know, it's more than that, obviously, you know, in terms of, how, you know, whether somebody's a good football player or not. It's not just how fast some guy can run a 40-yard dash. But it does give you one, you know, sort of way of trying to compare things, you know, across the scope.
So, Byron, I think this all comes into play when we're assessing whether a project will get bought out or the company in general will get acquired by a major miner, because a lot of these junior mining companies really have no interest in developing a mine. It's a long, arduous process that, quite frankly, you need a whole different team for outside of just the exploration discovery factor. What do you think it's going to take to actually see some more M&A type activity? Because what we've been seeing recently is big companies taking equity positions in junior mining companies up to about 20%, but there still haven't been any chases or companies kind of fighting each other for any sort of acquisitions.
Well, yeah, that's because, you know, for the big companies and for those substantial intermediate-sized companies, I mean, those management teams were so beaten up during the last, you know, 4 or 5 years, the 2012, 13, 14, 15 period, you know, where they're, I mean, these companies that, you know, some of them, even really big name brand companies, almost, you know, wound up in bankruptcy court. They almost went out of business. And so the management teams are very, very, very risk averse in terms of, you know, spending big money on any sort of, you know, particular acquisition. They're very risk averse of, you know, whatever they partner up with or whatever they acquire in terms of the CapEx to build a project, you know, I mean, and, you know, I think I would say that the, you know, the number is probably in the realm of $300, $400, $500 million CapEx to build a mine, you know, is where you're seeing, companies make deals. I mean, last year when Goldcorp bought Kaminak, I mean, you're looking at around $300 million for them to build, the mine at the, coffee deposit up in the Yukon, you know. So, I mean, something like that, you know, Goldcorp could get away with. If Goldcorp, was to, I don't want to speak for Goldcorp, but I mean, if a large company was to go out there and buy a gold mine, project that would take $1 billion or $1.5 billion, I mean, they'd get murdered on Wall Street, I suspect, you know. And so another angle on that is that you might not see all that many or all that much in terms of, you know, one-on-one type company deals, company X buying out company Y, something like that. You might see more and more of these partnership type deals where two or three companies will come together and share the risk. Somebody obviously will be the, you know, the general manager of the project. Somebody will take the lead, you know, but two or three companies, you know, will combine. You know, what will it take to trigger that? You know, well, obviously higher gold prices, you know, higher gold prices at what appear to be a sustainable level, not just some quirk of the Federal Reserve or some strange, you know, economic statistic comes out and, you know, spikes it, or even just a geopolitical event.
Unfortunately, Byron, we are out of time for the radio segment, but we will continue our conversation, and everybody who is listening on the radio can hear the full unedited version of our conversation on the weekend show posting on our website, kereport.com, segment 3. Be sure to check that out. Everybody stick around. I'm going to be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
For those suffering from hearing loss, a typical morning may sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
But with an MD hearing aid, mornings could sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
Music with hearing loss may sound like this. With an MD hearing aid? If you or a loved one want to enjoy all the sounds you've been missing, you need to try the MD hearing aid. You can try it risk-free for 45 days. Just call 1-800-481-6532. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid, and at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid, hearing clearly again is more affordable than you think. So instead of a muffled weather report,
chance of clouds and rain,
you could be hearing,
but it's looking sunny with warm temps into the weekend.
To hear what you've been missing for a fraction of the price, try the MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-481-6532. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-481-6532.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition, and I hope everybody has enjoyed the economics discussion, well, and financial discussions that I've had so far in the first three segments. In this segment, I am joined by a good friend of the show, Jesse Felder. Jesse writes a great blog that I visit on almost a daily basis, but for sure a weekly basis, called The Felder Report. And Jesse, one thing that I want to talk to you about is a comment that you made to me when we were chatting before recording here, and you said, it feels like we're on the verge of something big happening. Maybe gold and safe havens might take off. Stocks might go through a bit of a drop. You're seeing some similarities to what we saw in the late 90s, early 2000s. Can you explain just the general concept here of what you're thinking?
Yeah. Corey, thanks for having me back on the show. It's always a pleasure. I was mentioning I don't necessarily like to look at the gold to SPX ratio. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me to see S&P priced in gold or gold priced in S&P. But the one place of value that I found for that ratio is when you look at the history of it. If we look at like the past 5 or 6 years of the gold to SPX ratio, it's obviously been in a strong downtrend as stocks have risen and gold's been, you know, falling since the 2011 top. But this price pattern is very highly correlated with the pattern we saw from about 96 through 2001, that 5 year period there. In fact, that 5 year stretch of just price action in that ratio is about 98% correlated to what we're seeing today. And you see it descending and then starting to bottom out. So to me, that analog is pretty powerful in suggesting that that ratio is on the verge of turning up, just like it did in mid-2001 when gold started to take off and stocks started to fall pretty dramatically. So, you know, from that standpoint, I think it's very interesting in what that ratio is saying today.
So, Jesse, there are some other concerns that we have regarding the U.S. equity markets. You and I, again, were chatting off mic talking about corporate buybacks being very low. You want to address some of those comments as to when we see corporations slow down on their buybacks, and maybe this could be a reason because they are thinking that the Fed might go through with tightening monetary policy, so money might be getting more expensive. But when you take a major player like corporations, again, kind of out of the market and they slow down, you would think this should hurt stock prices.
Yeah, you know, and buybacks are now falling at about 20%. year over year from, you know, from the rate they were last year. And that's the fastest decline in stock buybacks since the Great Recession. That's important because stock buybacks have been the single greatest source of demand for stocks during the course of this bull market. But looking at why that might be happening, it's pretty simple. Eric Pomboy shared a chart that I retweeted this past week, and it's very simple. It shows the Fed tightening monetary policy and loan growth essentially falling to, you know, flatline right now. If you look at loan growth, commercial loan growth, consumer loan growth, we are a financially driven economy, so when loans aren't growing, the economy is not going to be growing. We're starting to see this in new home sales, right? Interest rates go up, new home sales this week were very disappointing numbers. Seeing it not just in new home sales, seeing it in autos. You know, auto sales for July were also very, very poor. And so these things that are normally debt financed are starting to respond to monetary tightening and rising interest rates, and we're starting to see that stuff fall off. Stock buybacks are another one that were largely financed. Corporations weren't, you know, really paying cash for a lot of these buybacks. They're borrowing money to finance them. Even a company like Apple, who has $200 billion in cash, all that cash is overseas. They can't use it to buy back stock, so they were, you know, issuing loans to be able to buy back stocks. So we start to see the lending market start to tighten up, or at least slow down. It's starting to appear in consumer, you know, habits, buying habits with homes and cars, and also with, you know, stock buybacks. All this stuff is debt financed.
So, Jesse, one reason why at least commentators were saying that U.S. markets were continuing to move up was that foreign money was coming into the system. And this definitely was the case, but recently we've been seeing the U.S. dollar move down, and that's been also argued that some money has been leaving the system. But there is another reason that you think stocks were getting a boost that is not a fundamental long-term driver, and this has to do with that fiduciary rule that a lot of people talked about, and now that it's in place, doesn't seem to be on many people's minds, but your comments, I think, are very astute. Please share.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have talked about the fiduciary rule from the political standpoint of, you know, Wall Street doesn't want it, but it's, you know, potentially a good thing for investor protections. But what I think a lot of people missed was, you know, the part of the rule that requires advisors to essentially be a fiduciary in retirement accounts and buy low cost, the lowest cost option in products they recommend. That was implemented in June. And so I think we've seen already, I think just this week, we broke the record for annual inflows into ETFs, and it's only August. And I think a lot of that was just in the first 6 months of this year, as advisors were panicked to comply with the implementation of this rule in June and saying, oh, shoot, we got to sell everything that doesn't comply with this new fiduciary or we're liable. So sell everything that's not essentially a stock market ETF, low-cost ETF, and pour all that money into the ETF. So that dynamic was a one-off surge in demand that was basically just panic buying, I think, on the part of advisors that is not going to be repeated.
So, Jesse, again, let's now talk about why you think maybe gold and maybe some other safe havens are going to do better in this scenario. I know a lot of our listeners do like the precious metals, but why do you like them now?
I like them because I think we're getting very close to recession again. I mean, this is one reason why I like them. And obviously the Fed has showed us what they're going to do in the next recession, which is start printing money again. And I really think they're going to have to, and the Trump administration's already talking and trying to do this, devalue the dollar, you know, in the process. All the central banks, you know, have the same game plan, print money, try and devalue their currency. And in that type of environment, what currency do you want to own? And I look at gold as a currency, and I look at it as one that can't be printed and can't be devalued. And in extremely low growth era with experimental monetary policy just out of control, gold is probably the easiest decision to make for an investor. And, you know, it's amazing to me that so few people are willing to embrace this. And we're starting to see some people come around. Sam Druckenmiller talked about it a couple of years ago, and he basically, you know, makes the same case that I just made. But Ray Dalio came out recently and said, you know, you got to have at least 15% of your portfolio in gold right now, just because of what's going on politically, economically, central banks. I think 15 is probably too low. But, you know, also Jeff Gundlach has been talking about a lot lately, too. The dollar looks poised for potentially a major breakdown, and that would be very bullish for gold.
So are you buying into this dollar weakness? Because a lot of this is coming on the back of euro strength, which, again, can't you make the argument that the ECB is still extremely dovish with their monetary policy, and we haven't seen great economic numbers out of Europe?
Well, we're starting to see, you know, a little bit better numbers over there than we're seeing here at home. I think what we're starting to see now is very late cycle stuff, and this little earnings rebound that we've seen over the last year, mainly driven by energy companies, is starting to falter. It's going to be much tougher comps for companies going forward. And, you know, like I said, with autos and new home sales and stuff, there are a lot of red flags that I'm seeing for our economic numbers. And I think we're going to potentially see a major shift in the divergence of central bank policy, right? So the Fed has been tightening now for, I don't know, almost 2 years at least. I mean, if you think about the shadow Fed funds rate, since they started tapering, they've been tightening. So that's, you know, 3 years or something. And the ECB has been getting more dovish over that time period and switching from not just buying government bonds, but buying corporate bonds. And any shift in the other direction where the Fed becomes less hawkish and the ECB becomes less dovish, more hawkish, and the, you know, ECB has to maybe start reining in their quantitative, they're going to have to. I mean, they don't even have a lot of bonds left available to buy. They're running out of stuff to buy. So they're going to have to rein in their QE, and the Fed is probably going to have to stop tightening. They might tighten one more, raise interest rates one more time this year. I don't think they'll be able to. Russell Clark wrote a great piece on, you know, they probably won't be able to unwind the balance sheet. They may even have to start QE again because there's just not the demand for treasuries out there that will allow them to do it. So any shift in that divergence of monetary policy is going to be very, very bearish for the dollar. The problem with that thesis is that, you know, it looks like a lot of investors, especially in the futures market, are already positioning for that outcome. And so, yeah, there are a lot of dollar shorts, euro longs out there right now that could make that less. We may need a rally in the dollar before we get that breakdown, but it looks like, to me, the dollar is on the verge of a major breakdown.
Hey, interesting comments, Jesse. I highly respect everything that you have to say, and I do take note. Jesse, it's great having you on the show. Thanks for your time this weekend.
Yeah, thanks, Greg.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.